Lesson 6E. Exercise 2.
Crazy ways of getting around. Past, present and future. Ever since the horse and buggy, people have been inventing new ways of travelling, some more effective than others. Here are three of them. Past. The C5. Imagine a vehicle that can drive you 5 miles for a penny. A vehicle that needs no petrol, just a battery. This might sound like an amazingly good idea now, but back in 1985, when Clive Sinclair invented the C5, people weren't so sure. It will be the answer to our inner-city traffic problems, explained the marketing executives. You won't need a driving licence. Anyone can drive it, whether you are 14 or 40. The problem was, the C5 didn't work well in the British climate and could be dangerous on wet roads. Present. The Segway. Its inventor, Dean Kamen, confidently predicted that the Segway will be to the car what the car was to the horse and buggy. Despite sales predictions of 40,000 a year when it appeared in 2001, sales have been disappointingly low. But the Segway might not be a total failure. The police in some European countries use them, though probably not in high-speed car chases, and they are popular in theme parks, warehouses and some airports. You aren't allowed to use them on public roads in many European countries, though that might change, and sales could then increase dramatically. Future. The Uno. Canadian teenager Ben Gulak has recently won an award for the best new invention of the future, the Uno. He has already appeared on American television to demonstrate his unique electric vehicle. It looks exactly like a motor scooter, except the wheels are beside each other. A computerized system keeps the vehicle carefully balanced. You can easily ride it. It has absolutely no controls. There is only an on-off switch. To move it, you move your body. To go forward, you simply lean forward. To stop it, you lean back. You lean left or right to go round a corner. People really seem to like it, says Gulak. With the right business help, the Uno might become a common sight on our roads in the future.